Hello and welcome to your advanced hypnosis session from hypnosisdownloads.com. You'll get the best results from your download by giving it your full attention. Please do not listen to it when you need to maintain concentration, such as when driving.
Hello, and welcome to Don't Take It Personally from hypnosisdownloads.com. My name's Roger Elliott. I'm a director of Uncommon Knowledge. And to get the best from this session, you need to be relaxing, sitting down or lying down comfortably. So right now, please make sure you're resting someplace comfortable. Good. Now, before you close your eyes and let yourself begin to drift into the deep rest and comfort of hypnosis, I'm just going to talk a little about what it means to take things too personally. Perhaps you sometimes find yourself feeling under attack, or taking comments that really are neutral, or not even specifically to do with you, as personal affronts. There are a number of reasons why you may have got into the habit of taking things a bit too personally. Perhaps you were genuinely criticised and put down in the past, and now you've found yourself more on the lookout for possible attack from others. This is a kind of overgeneralising of experience, so that now you tend to see criticism even where it doesn't really exist. Perhaps you tend to overblame yourself for problems, and therefore expect others to be as critical of you as you are of yourself. But whatever the reason, it's important to understand that taking things too personally is a habit that can really start to change. Of course, we need to take our fair share of responsibility for things, but not to the extent that blaming ourselves or feeling blamed takes our focus away from the projects or goals we're committed to. After all, it's the objective itself that counts, not how the people pursuing that objective are feeling about themselves from minute to minute. When we take things too personally, we're really putting ourselves at the centre of things. In a moment, I'm going to describe the important difference between feedback that another person gives you and criticism. But firstly, if someone is highly critical of you, then it helps to remember it may be because they are highly emotional. Remember this, a criticism is never true. It's always an overgeneralization, an exaggeration caused by over-emotionality. For example, if someone's very angry, they're extremely emotionally aroused, and because of this, they'll have less access to their thinking brain. Strong emotions drown out clear thought and proper sense of perspective. People really do say things they don't mean when they're angry, and this will include things they might say about you. So being oversensitive, always trying to fathom what others are thinking or getting at, is just so much energy wasted. If people really have got something to say, they will say it, and if they haven't, you can relax about it. It's not that you want to stop being able to take feedback from others, but when you relax more around others, you can take it as just that, feedback, not criticism. But it's also important for you to be really clear about the distinction between feedback and criticism. Feedback focuses on what you are doing or not doing. It describes an aspect of your work or behaviour, but it's not about your core identity. For example, if someone calls you lazy, this is a criticism, not feedback, because it says something about what you are as a person. But if someone says they wish you would put more effort into a particular task, this is feedback. Why? Because they're not assassinating your whole character. They're just describing how they feel about one aspect of your behaviour. So you can decide whether feedback is worth responding to or not, and you can disregard criticism as an emotional overgeneralisation. Only comments which are specific, time-limited, and about what you do and not what you are can qualify as real feedback. If someone points out that your shoelaces are undone, they're not criticising you. They've given you valuable feedback. You know specifically what needs addressing, and you can act on their feedback if you so decide. But imagine they say something like, "You're always so selfish." What they have given you here is nothing at all. There's no indication of what's needed in such a statement. To make any change, we always need specifics. If someone does criticise you, it's upsetting, so you can quickly think of times when you're not like that. This will be easy, because a criticism is always an exaggeration. If someone calls me lazy, I'll ask them to be more specific, because when I think about it, I know I'm not lazy at all in many areas. So this is not about letting oneself off the hook. It's just about seeing the bigger picture and not getting sucked into other people's negativity. The more we do this, the more we can take things less personally. If you know something is just not true, or at least not always true, then you can stay so much more relaxed about it. And you can remember that how people communicate and act is always down to them. You might be in the way of someone's bad mood, but they are responsible for their own moods, not you. Your mind and life will be really freed up when you no longer have to feel under attack, or feel you have to ruminate endlessly over the minutiae of what other people have said, might have said, or have not said. This session will help you build some real spare capacity in your life and in your mind to focus on what you really want to focus on. Now, to really start to relax and allow the comments of others to no more affect you than the water gliding off a duck's back, you can just close your eyes right now, if you haven't done so already. And just think, as your arms begin to relax more fully right now, about the fact that you have a conscious mind and an unconscious part of you. And your unconscious mind does so much for you that you don't know how to do consciously. You don't consciously grow hair or nails, or consciously dream or salivate or digest your food. You don't consciously begin to relax peacefully to every word you hear right now, because your unconscious does all these things for you in just the same way that as you begin to drift into deep hypnotic trance, your unconscious mind can do more things for you, so that your conscious mind can begin to drift away and think about other things, such as what it feels like as the left hand and the right hand start to feel more relaxed and rest there. And sometimes you even notice they feel a little warmer as the rest of this experience lets your hands rest more now. And it's curious the way you breathe deeply like that. Like when you begin to sleep deeply sometimes, and the mind just drifts away. Like times when you've been relaxing outdoors someplace, feeling a beautiful, healthy, warm breeze on the skin, the kind of time when you're just resting deeply now, and sounds around just fade away. And you know how sunshine shimmers on the surface of water sometimes? How that would look in a beautiful dream now? Or light filtering softly through trees? What it feels like to leave it all behind and feel so much clearer and better for it. How distant great mountains might look, standing so proud and dignified, heedless of the changing weather around them. And in just a moment or so, as you get a sense of somehow drifting along, getting ever closer to a place of almost ultimate soothing comfort, entering now into that still, clear, open space. Your space, where you understand more and more clearly how the ideas and opinions of others can have real value to you at times. And when they are nothing to do with you, you can just let them go, drifting out of sight, like so much mist, melting away, because you've already begun to relax so deeply around other people. And it's as if this new, calmer you has such clarity of mind, such calm detachment, you can rest deeper with your developing capacity to relax so much more with what is said or unsaid. Because your unconscious mind does everything for you. So you can just enjoy the relief of it all. Not having to think about it at all. And just focus your mind on the air around your body now. And feel the air itself relaxing, resting, so soothingly surrounding you. And in just a moment now, you can get that wonderful sensation of every part of you just resting deeper and deeper. Every cell of your face so relaxed now. And as you begin to notice that, your mind can have that kind of wonderful clarity. What it's like to view a viewing screen in your mind, like a TV in front of you. And what it's going to be like in a moment to observe yourself over there in one of those situations where you used to be overly sensitive, maybe. And notice with such relaxed detachment the words or attitudes of others are like dust motes in a sunbeam. Nothing to do with you. And what a pleasure to watch yourself rising above it, all so calm and steady in yourself, knowing they really don't know you anyway. So it's easy to interact confidently and calmly, paying attention when it's needed, and letting things pass when they're nothing to do with you. How satisfying it is to know you can do that. And a colony of tiny mites once took up their abode in the bristly ear of an elephant. Not that he noticed, they really were too tiny. And there they lived for many a year, the colony flourishing and growing, till one day the mite leader announced it was time to go to a new home. It would only be courteous, he solemnly announced to his fellow mites, for us to say farewell to our host. We will all have to shout together so that he may hear us. And they all shouted and bellowed and shrieked at the top of their tiny mite voices. And by some miracle, the elephant heard those minute squeaks. O elephant, your ear has been a very fine home for us, but now it's time to find more luxurious accommodation, more suitable for our important status, so goodbye. And the elephant curled his trunk with complete indifference and gently murmured, in truth, you're leaving is of as little significance to me as your arrival. And you can be deeply curious about how this deep unconscious change has already begun to transform your life in so many ways. So detached from former imaginings, focused on what's really important to you, as you listen regularly to this session, taking in so much more each and every time. that you know it's right to let yourself return now, coming back to the room, feeling refreshed and alert in your own time, feeling relaxed and renewed, becoming more aware of your environment there, more aware of any sounds around, the sensations of what's supporting your body there, coming all the way back, perhaps having a nice stretch as you open your eyes, and welcome back. Now, we recommend you relax to this session every day for a week, and then if you need to, you can listen to it whenever you want. Remember to take note of and enjoy the benefits that these important changes bring to your life. And if you can, do let us know. There are other associated downloads at hypnosisdownloads.com that you may find useful, such as Stay Calm With That Person. My name's Roger Elliott. Thank you for listening, and the very best of luck to you.